B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Isaías. Isaías. Isaías.
All right. So I go over. I got to go off on this now.
What? What's the problem?
You got something? I got a problem with Isaías.
What's the problem?
Yeah. I got a problem with every newscaster and every meteorologist, every weather person that feels they need to say it every time they start a sentence.
Isaías.
As we see, Isaías. Isaías' last test was at 80 miles per hour. Isaías will hit land in exactly 12 minutes. I'm so sick of the Isaías and your fancy word pronunciation.
You just don't like the name?
I'm tired of your the inducing it. The headlines from Channel 7. Like, bang! Shocking storm, Isaías. How many times are you going to say Isaías?
I'm sort of confused. What is it that you're upset about? The name
being said? The amount of times it needs to be forced down your throat.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
They feel like they're fancy and Hurricane Isaías.
They're fancy. He doesn't like people saying the name.
The amount of times it's said.
It's too much.
In your 1 minute and 35 second weather hit.
What's your problem?
Say it once and get through it.
Here's his problem. They're taking a little too much pleasure in saying Isaías.
Yes.
That's like, it.
If it was Hurricane John, they wouldn't say the name as much.
Hurricane John.
Just say Hurricane.
Hurricane John.
All right. Okay. So here's what it is. And like I watch the Food Network. So Giada, you know, she's one of the food stars on the network. So she's obviously she has a very good Italian background, and she's teaching through the show for about the half hour that she's on there cooking at home. Perfect English, just perfectly. We're gonna do this, and we're gonna make the spaghetti in here. And what I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna bring a little mozzarella in it. The injection of Italian words here or there just to zing it up. Like they're trying to take Isaías and dress it up. Isaías. And then, of course, you got anchor guy over there, Isaías. He totally botches the word. Then correcting weather person comes in. As we know, it is called Isaías, if you study weather like we do. It is the storm. It'll be
I don't think you have to be a meteorologist to be able to say Isaías.
I'm sick of hearing about it. And everybody, look at everybody on Facebook, on Twitter, they're sick of hearing about Isaías.
It's been like 48 hours. What are you talking about?
I don't care.
It's the same with every hurricane.
Next storm, Chuck, Helen, Betty. Do we have to do Isaías?
Well, it's going to start with the letter J, and
is
I believe it will go to a female.
But Jerome. How about Janet?
That goes to a. Don't they alternate gender?
Josephine is the next storm.
Oh. There you go.
It's fine.
And then K will be back to
it's
a boy.
It's my grandmother's name.
It just feels like it. It's a nice name. Nice lady, I'm sure.
It goes Isaías, Josephine,
Kevin,
Kyle.
Then
Hurricane Kyle.
They're not going to shove Kyle down your throat. They're not going to shove Josephine down your throat. We have to say Isaías.
Well, one is after Kyle. Laura is after Kyle.
I just guessed it. Laura.
Laura.
L-A-R-A.
What's that?
L-A-U-R-A.
All right.
And what's the traditional spelling?
Matt.
No, it's Miguel.
Marco.
Damn
Marco.
It. All right. And then, N.
Nancy.
Girls,
Nelly.
This is one's an odd one.
Nora.
This one, no, it's not a name. It's something you call someone.
Nephrodite.
Not their actual name, at least in a
Nana.
Yep. That's a name, huh? Your name can be Nana.
And then we're going Oscar.
What's up, Nana?
Then we're going Oscar.
Omar.
Penelope.
Paulette.
Do they do a Q?
They do an R.
Oh.
And this could be gender neutral.
Robin. See, my man Eric Schiff, my
Renee.
Man Eric Fisher wouldn't do this.
Oh.
Saki, Fish on.
Shruthika, Sohum,
Hohoa,
Abihajay, Chris.
Spelling bee. Spelling bee contestants.
Spelling bee names. After Renee, it's an S name.
Scott.
No, it's female.
Oh, Renee is a woman. Oh, wait a minute. Renee's a woman.
No, it's gender neutral.
Renee was one of the male in the rotation. Mm. Sally is the next one.
Oh, Felger's dog.
After S is...
T-Bone.
It's a T, but it's not T-Bone.
Tilly.
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 Teddy.
That's not my name. Tilly.
Teddy. Teddy. There's a V name.
Vivian.
Violet.
Vicky.
Vicky. Oh. Hey, Vicky.
Hurricane. That's Mickey, but this one's Vicky. And the final Walt. Name on the list for 2020 hurricane names.
Walt.
Starts with a W. It's not Walt.
William.
Wiggy.
Wilfred.
Wilfred.
Oh, for the late Wilfred Brimley.
Yeah. I just want to punch my TV every time I hear Isaias. It's overkill. It's a cat one. Big freaking deal. It's going to be inland. Going to get wind. A little bit of rain. You get inundated with reports every freaking 3 minutes. Give it a rest, okay?
People love the weather news, though.
They sure do, man. And you know what they do? They put on their Sunday's best. They get a little dressed up extra this week, Hurricane Week. Yeah. Isaias.
Season Ooh. Started early, guys. Yeah.
Not sure if you're aware, but it's well into the Isaias. Hurricane season, and it's just the start of August.
Pat and Foxborough is hanging on for Cam Newton is the subject line here. What do you got on Cam Newton, Pat?
Oh, just wondering, though, how you are... feeling about him playing for the Pats, and will he take a stand on the national anthem? And
oh God, what a
I don't really
topic.
Care about that stuff. I mean, it's the Cam Newton thing. If he's right and he's healthy, best case scenario for everybody, the team, the fans, us as talk show hosts, is for him to play well and be the starting quarterback here, and them go on one hell of a run. That's best case scenario for everybody. I just think it's crazy times right now, and he hasn't been around where he's a little bit behind the eight ball with that. And to just throw him in there, I don't know, but I don't see him standing on the sidelines week one either, Beetle. It's either he's the guy or he's not here. I think that's it. That's the way I look at it with Cam. You know, and he's got to do enough within the next 4 weeks to say, I'm the guy. And how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that with no games? With not a lot of contact? What, 10 padded practices? 11? I think it's 11. It's got to come in and be the guy. Just come in and say Isaias. You're the guy.
I don't think we're going to be saying Isaias anything. Tuukka Rask explained his absence yesterday. You'll hear from Tuukka Rask himself coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm sorry, did you say you had the quarantine?
Yeah. I had a cough, so I just clicked yes on the app, and then all kinds of red lights started blinking, and I was quarantined for 2 days. They wanted to do 2 negative tests after that, and that's it. So now I was back today.
Okay. And you feel like you'd be ready for Wednesday or?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like they want to be very cautious of that. You know, if there's any symptoms, because, you know, obviously if you happen to test positive and, you know, meanwhile, you've already spread it around for who knows how many guys. So, yeah, I'll be ready to go.
Go to Kevin DuPont.
Never good for a goalie, Tuukka, for red lights to be flashing, I guess.
Yeah, I hope I don't have to get used to that.
Kevin Paul DuPont now turning into JP in North Providence. Get my little zinger in there before I get to my talking points. Would they light the lamp?
Well, you've got Tuukka Rask quarantined earlier this week because he said he had a cough. Did Tuukka Rask know that if he's selected on the app that players are asked to participate with and report symptoms on, that he would have been quarantined for 2 days? And if he did know that,
Did he do it on purpose to tap out? That's what some people have suggested. I'm going to make this clear. I'm not suggesting that. I don't think that's what happened.
I'm with you on that. And I think the fact that he's tested negative, probably thought, okay, what's the big deal? And it's like doing a drug test. Well, yeah, I took Advil the night before. I'll write that on there. Oh, what do you mean I can't take that? Oh, I have to sit out now?
Yeah, I took Sudafed. I had a you know, stuffy nose.
Yeah.
Well, that gives you a positive test. Yeah, well, test, you know, what are we doing here?
Oh, my bad. Sorry. We'll
right?
do it next time.
So I think that these guys get tested every single day. They know that they're negative every single day. The NHL has the tightest bubble in all of sports right now. They're in a country, in addition to that, that has got a lower rate of infection than this one does.
0.0.
Not a single positive test over the 7-day period that they just reported on. They're testing again every day, every staffer, every coach. Everybody gets tested every day. So he's thinking, I don't have COVID. Yes, no. Oh, you're asking me how I'm feeling. I got a cough, but that's not. And then everything went red. Quarantine, you know, report to the head trainer, doctor, whoever it is that you have to go to when this happens. And so he just didn't know. But there are so many people that dislike Tuukka Rask. Or there are many people who are quick to point out the game for Finland that he missed, or the game that he missed in 2016 for the Bruins, right, or whatever it might be. People are quick to jump on Tuukka Rask, and there are people that believe that he may have done this on purpose because he wanted a break, because he wanted some Tuukka time, some time to himself.
Tuukka, 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 Tuukka.
I don't think that's what happened. I think he didn't know. I think he generally had a okay knowledge of everything that's going on, but did not realize that if he had said, I have coughing as a symptom at that moment, that they were going to shut him down.
It's a good lesson for the rest of the guys in the bubble. If you're testing negative, feel something slight, it's probably worth not putting it down. Right? Because you're getting tested every day. I mean, right, you're getting tested. It's not like, okay.
And I understand the thought behind it, which is I get it that, you know, you can show symptoms right before you start testing positive. It takes some time.
Doug Peterson's so asymptomatic.
Viral loads, yeah. Right? How many times have we talked about that?
Ugh.
So I understand why they want to do that, but
seems excessive. Like to have them to wake up and fill out an app. Okay, let me do. You know what we're going to do? We're going to check Slack today, or we're going to open an app, our Feel Good app. How do you feel today when you wake up at 8 a.m.?
It just feels like if this was being done in baseball, I'd get it.
Yeah.
It is. They're doing some sort of checklist every day in all these sports. It might not be on an app, but they're all doing check. You guys do your own mental checklist. If you feel like you're not feeling good, you're going to say something,
yeah,
probably,
but,
right?
Yeah, no, but we are not in a bubble. And the NHL's in a very tight bubble. Where they now know that no
Isn't
one inside that bubble
is more important, though,
it
to have that checklist, though?
No, I'd say no. I disagree.
But they've had no positive test on over 7,000 tests in the last couple weeks, correct, right?
Because they test every day. And it looks like they're grown men, and they take care of their own business.
No, I don't think the reason
why... And they're
why,
not out running around like nuts at night.
They don't leave. They're not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
They have nowhere to go.
Oh, but they can't go to a friend's house and have
no,
dinner?
No, there's no friend's house.
Oh,
houses.
They can't go clothes shopping.
No.
Oh, what if they want coffee?
No.
Oh.
No, no, no.
See, that's the ones I would want to check things, right? It'll be a little more intrusive. You know what? And we're going to scan you when you come back.
And everyone that comes in contact with them every day is tested as well.
So I went to the mall the other day. And you can walk in the mall. You have your mask on. You go there. So I go to Apple. I had to pick something up at Apple. I go in. There's 5 men at the door at Apple with scanners, scanning my head as I go in. First guy scans me. Second guy scans me. Whoa. Passed. I'm in. I'm like, why are you guys doing it? And nobody else is doing it. I mean, yeah, everybody does their own thing, right? It's kind of unique.
Let's go to Rich in Boston. Hey, Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, guys, sorry. The only way the system works is if guys like Tuukka answer the questions honestly. If you're saying that he should manipulate his answers based on whether he wants to play or not, that's not the system doesn't work. Then you get Major League Baseball, right? The only way the system works is if when you're asked the question, you answer it honestly and obviously. And yeah, I know about
massive game. Hold on. Massive game, playing game.
No.
That depends. The top seed, do you want him to check the box morning of if he woke up and has a dry throat? I do not.
Do you?
If he tested negative next.
No
yes.
way.
No. If he tested negative every single day, no. Building up to that. No.
Yeah, but yeah, he has to answer it on day of, or the system doesn't work. Full stop. Right? It just doesn't. Because let's say he's positive the next day, you shut the NHL playoffs down. So you have to answer it obviously, answer it honestly, or it does not work.
Do we know that to be the case, though? If somebody who feels fine, he answers, you know, I don't have anything, and he tests positive the next day, they shut the playoffs down?
No.
Or is that hyperbole?
I think that's hyperbole.
I snore all night. I wake up, I'm hacking up lungs like for about a half hour until I get my first cup of coffee, man, get that stuff all burned off. You know. I'm just saying, if you're getting tested every single day and you're living in a bubble, I think you're a little bit nitpicking to make them check certain things in every single box. Because if this is a case and this is what the NFL maybe adopted and is in their protocol, which we don't know all the details of yet, then good luck trying to pull this thing off, man.
I don't know. Like someone said earlier, it does seem to be working, though. I mean, you can't argue with...
They're tested the most. And they're bubbleized the most.
They've got the best bubble.
It's working out in the NBA, too. Right?
It's not just the test, though, and it's not just the bubble. It's everything that they're doing. And to say, like, oh, the reason why they're having success is because of this and not that, you don't know that. I mean, I haven't done this before. So that maybe it is silly to have them take a questionnaire on top of the testing, but it does seem to be working. How many games have been postponed altogether in the NHL restart so far?
Not like baseball.
Zero.
Not like baseball. They have spacing.
I'm curious if any other players have had this situation come up. That we know of. Does anyone know of any other players in the NHL for that type of reason? Where they answered something in the app and they were not infected, obviously.
I know. Doesn't Tuukka just kind of lay it all out there and say everything that he feels all the time?
God, that's frustrating for your coach. Yeah.
So maybe guys have and just haven't revealed it like Tuukka. Tuukka just easily revealed everything.
That's what I'm wondering, if anyone has sort of been willing to reveal it.
He's pretty good at shrugging things off. You know what I mean? Like, every day's the same. Yeah, we got back out there tomorrow. Yeah, they had a couple goals. Yeah, that's it. You have that in hockey. Yeah, get back about it tomorrow night. Yeah, we on. Yeah, all right.
No, the NHL has done a very good job.
Yep.
I cannot bring myself to even start to believe that Tuukka did it on purpose.
Not first time out like that. Yeah. Especially when he's testing negative.
Yeah. I can't. I don't believe that. I don't believe he tapped out. But it is...
The best is Marshawn.
It's interesting.
The best is Marshawn just sitting next to him with that smirk on his face, just listening to all the questions. I'll sit here while you answer questions. It took. He lit the lamp up, huh? A lot of red lights for a goalie. Kevin Paulton. That was a shot.
Really?
Unnecessary.
I don't think it was a shot. So it's never good for a goalie to see red lights.
Mm, yeah. Woo, woo.
Yep. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get to baseball coming up. They've got their own set of COVID problems.
How's that bus that left Philly? The COVID bus. Remember they were going to sleep six on it? Those buses make it down the East Coast. Like, baseball's all over the board with this stuff. They're going to trudge on through. I'll be all right.
They're going to keep going, and the NFL has...
No, quit me.
Set their opt-out deadline, which I want to get to as well.
Yes.
The opt-out deadline in the NFL, which has now been firmly established. It's not a moving target. It's not an unknown date. We now know when it is that you will have to opt out. It's 4 p.m. on Thursday. And there are only two ways in which a player can, within the rules, opt out for the season. After that deadline... At 4 p.m. on Thursday. I'm guessing you could still just leave your team and not face penalties and not get a stipend, is my assumption.
But maybe it cuts the stipend off.
We'll talk about that, because the NFL has now got the deadline, and we know that that was an item that upset Devin McCourty. We'll get to that coming up. Hardy has our headlines. He's got you covered on all the latest happenings. Sports.
There's many,
many, many things going.
Many, many things happening.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The NFL set a hard deadline now. 4 p.m. on Thursday. They agreed to that with the NFLPA yesterday. It was supposed to be 7 days from the time they signed off on all the financial stuff.
Yeah.
But there's so many things up in the air on that front that they just said, we got to set a deadline. They settled on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, 4 p.m. That's when you got to make your decision by. Is that enough time for everybody? To get the stipend?
Should be.
I think if you don't know by now where your head is.
Yeah.
You know, you hear all the guys that have opted out already. We've had multiple upon multiple, and it's been tough going back and forth in discussions with family members and coaches that, you know, in the best interest of our families, I'm going to opt out right now.
So my guess is that
What changes between now and Thursday to me is my question. That's...
We don't have all the exact details on this, but the way I'm guessing this works is the opt-outs toll your contract. Like for Dante Hightower, he picks up on his contract right where he left off this year. Mm-hmm. This year's portion of his contract gets moved to next year now.
Right.
If you start the year and you play, and then let's say you want to quit in a month, I don't know what happens then.
Here's another thing. If you don't make team next year, then you got to pay that stipend back, too. Like, you just don't collect it. Like, it'll float you to next year with the assumption you're making a team. But if you're done or if you don't make a team, like a Matt Lacoste, there's no guarantee he's going to make it this year, but he'll get the stipend. But if he doesn't catch on to a team next year, he's got to pay that back.
Good luck getting it back.
That's the rule.
I'm serious. Good luck getting it back. I don't think those are going to get paid back. I don't think they are. And I think the league knows that, too. Tom Pelissero has this. There's only two ways an NFL player can opt out after the 4 p.m. deadline on Thursday. The player has a new diagnosis that he has a high-risk condition, or a player's family member dies, is hospitalized, or otherwise moves to a medical facility because of COVID-19 or related condition.
Ooh,
goddamn, these are grim times, are they not?
Yeah, that's dire. Like,
no, you can opt out after 4 p.m. on Thursday if you have a family member die.
See, and that's what
opt out and get paid. You're talking about
and be able to, you know,
you go back. Yeah,
you could just leave
legally, walk away. But
this is where
under the CBA, like technically, they could fine a guy for not showing up for work.
Right.
I don't think they're going to do that. You're not getting a stipend though if you quit in a month.
See, this is where, you know, you can't walk in a building.
Use the word retire. I'm retiring.
Can do that
and you can come back like Gronk. Sorry, just interrupt. So
no, but you're right, but this is also where it f's with your head. Like, Jesus, this is what we're working with here, huh? Here I am, I'm back in. Am I in? I think I'm in. Do I want to do this? I think I want to do it. Like, these agreements now all of a sudden, and the two options, the only way you can get out now might make a couple more guys think by this 4 p.m. deadline on Thursday. But to my point, like, if you're in now, you're a go.
I think the problem is, and this goes for the NFL and everybody else, is nobody knows anything right now. Like, more NBA players probably would have opted out well in advance had they seen what was happening in Florida before they got to the bubble in Orlando. Is that reasonable to guess? That if you knew that Florida was going to have this huge spike in the month of July, that NBA players wouldn't have gone down there? but they ended up going down there anyway, and they're fine. They're fine inside the bubble. So nobody knows. You can't predict. Even with given some good information, like looking into a crystal ball, you don't know what it means, ultimately, for you or the safety of you and your teammates. So I think Zoe hit the nail on the head with these guys know what they're going to do by now. And any new information that comes to light between now and whether it's Thursday at 4 p.m. or Saturday at noon or 2 weeks from now isn't really going to change at least which way you're leaning. And you know whether or not you're up for this or not.
That infection rate, you're still there, like 1.6 to 2.3. You're still there. Like that's, you're looking at a trend. What's going to change in 2 days? That you didn't think about two weeks ago, right? But again, I mean, going down there. Remember sitting down there to practice, watch the amount of scouts around the field, watch the amount of ball boys, watch the amount of trainers, watch the amount of doctors there, watch the amount of coaches, watch the amount of assistant coaches, watch the 80 players out there. You have so many more people in the building, around the building, on a field, in a football setting than you do in any other sport. We're talking about NBA in a bubble, and it's small, and they're all staying in the same hotel. You can't even get a hotel with this whole thing. Yeah, good luck trying to bubbleize the
NFL. I just wonder what happens. I hate doing this, but worst case scenario, they've got a massive outbreak in the sport, and the NFL is still saying, nope, we're just going to keep doing this. We're going to quarantine the players who get it.
We talk about what, Beetle?
We're going to keep going.
Talk about flu season. Flu season comes up.
You don't think there's going to be a player at that point who says, oh, the hell with this? I'm going home. You do you.
Yeah.
And that might be more than one player, but that's a possibility here, too.
Like, you get the flu season, okay? And you're doing your testing in that. And say you get to the playoffs, and you got a team like the Chiefs that are 14-2, and Patrick Mahomes contracts COVID. Are you going to sit him? You going to sit him 2 weeks? Matt Moore, let's go. I mean, that's an option. That's something teams have to think about, right?
I'm sorry. Right. Think about what, though? Putting a player out there with COVID?
No, he's got to sit. Yes. But I'm saying, what are also other protocols where day game you wake up? What if you have the same type of app the NHL has?
It's a fair point.
Don't put cough down. Pat. Yeah. Take some Sudafed. Okay. Tested negative yesterday.
Yeah.
See, I think it rolls off some guys easier. Like, maybe a Tuca's that type of guy where I'll check on the boxes, sure.
Do you think we should read into the fact that the Phillies, after playing the Marlins in baseball, all testing negative, that maybe the spread on the field, the chances of that are lower than we thought? And the issues are with the individual teams as opposed to going out and playing a game. I know that football is different from baseball.
But it's probably spending the time with those more that are affected, like in a certain area, and maybe you see them and they move around throughout the course of the day as opposed to, oh, we're going to see you for 2.5 hours, but we're going to stay away. And, well, we really didn't pick it up from them, but, boy, they got hit hard. Yeah. I think you should read into that a little bit.
Maybe.
Which means really make sure your facility goes through the proper protocols.
And listen, baseball is very different from football.
It is.
Offensive and defensive linemen will lock up and be facing each other.
Yeah. Spitting on each other.
Right. I mean, that's all going to go on. That doesn't happen in baseball.
Yeah. Right.
But the bigger issues are your own locker room.
Again,
the risk is much higher in football than it is in baseball on the field. But your locker room and your meetings and spending time with teammates is probably the worst thing.
So I saw some stuff with the Chiefs, like some inside looks, like inside the locker room and this and that, and I talked about that. The Denver stuff, and I think Denver stuff's interesting because the amount of changes they did to their building. And then to see the Patriot players yesterday, just sort of a quick stretch on the field and moving. Here's what shocks me. So they're outside, they're out on the field. They all still have masks on. They're out there, yesterday was pretty warm, 92, 91, Foxborough. Moving around out there with masks on. That's going to be tough to breathe through. I thought, hey, you get out there in the field. We cleared, already tested negative. We're in a facility. We can get out there and work out without masks on. I think they're just being extra careful right now, maybe until they put the helmets on the 18th. Maybe. So I was shocked by that.
We will get to more unboxing
today
for Jim's office. We only got through two items here. It was all from Anthony in Foxborough. We have more packages to open.
You want to take anything home for your kid, Jim? Like that Patriot truck or anything? You ever think of that?
No. These were items sent by listeners to fill the shelves.
Attaboy. Good answer.
They need to fill the shelves.
We're getting there. More items coming up next.
Fill it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Szolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of box you put an animal in.
The unboxing continues as you all generously donate items for the shelving in Jim Louth, corporate Jim Louth's new office.
That Zoe wants me to take home as gifts.
Yeah, that's what Zoe I would do.
I'd take some stuff.
What would Zoe do?
I got something really cool. I'd take it home for my kid.
I got to come get those bats before you guys take those home, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not taking those home. At Jim Louth, you just at Jim Louth on Twitter, right? You've been posting the photos on Twitter. If you want to take a look at some of the items that have already arrived, you can send your items, your useless sports memorabilia and other memorabilia to Jim Louth at 98.5 The Sports Hub, 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. 02125.
Like, I had a question too. Like, say you had a little 45 single, like by Sebastian Bach. Would that be like useless if it was signed?
Well, if it was signed, I don't think it'd be useless. It'd probably
be
worth
Jim's not a
healthy
fan.
Amount of money.
Yeah.
No, this all started again with the coat of the third daughter in Mystic River.
Oh, my God.
That's how this started.
It wasn't even like the daughter that got stolen,
know,
right?
The daughter in Mystic River. Oh, the one who got murdered. Nah,
nope,
not her.
Not the murdered.
Oh, that's right. Then a younger one who was had the first communion.
No.
Yeah, not her.
No.
Oh, who else was there? Well, there was a third daughter, little known third daughter.
You know, I think of that, like, when you see Michael Jackson's Thriller jacket hanging in a museum or the white glove or, you know, the stuff Lincoln got shot in. They took the clothes off, and it's in his the museum down there in D.C., you know, near the theater. You think, that's some collectible stuff right there.
All right, so let's go to more items. We've got, what, three more packages to open?
Mm. You want some music?
Sure.
Sure.
We have.
Hit it. Envelope first, right?
Yes.
Another song that sucks etiquette. Like every other one of his songs.
It's not really an envelope, though. It's more of a package, but this is labeled...
harmonica.
This is
I'm a
to
singer.
Jim L. Shelf from D's Nuts, Jacksonville, Florida.
D's Nuts!
All the way from Jacksonville.
Might have Corona on it. Very careful.
Maybe it's some Limp Bizkit fan paraphernalia.
Yeah, just an invoice. Somebody purchased this item.
Oh.
D's Nuts. It's a can of nuts.
And it says D's Nuts on them?
D's. D-E-E, apostrophe S.
Isn't the guy from The Office doing commercials for them?
Everyone loves D's Nuts, it says on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you what.
Dill pickle flavor.
Oh, interesting.
What
kind of nuts are they?
I don't know. We could probably eat them and then just leave the can on the...
You love
eating nuts. Let's sample those, though. What do you say?
Yeah, okay. Dill pickle peanuts.
Come on in.
Here, Tom, bring them in.
Pickle peanuts.
I'll open the next package while he brings them in.
Pickle peanuts.
From a collecting standpoint, I save all my license
pickle
plates.
Pickle peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I save all my license plates from all my cars over the years.
Yeah, so do I. I think it's illegal, but I do it anyway.
Would my original Pennsylvania first Corvette license plate count? Is like something you can put on Jim's shelf?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Definitely.
Corvette license plate? Absolutely.
That's cool.
I can sign to Jim.
Think it'll fit?
Yeah, you got to autograph it. We'll put it on the top shelf.
Yeah. Oh, I can angle it, too.
Yeah.
Oh. I think Gary and Beverly.
These are D's Nuts.
Let me try one of those nuts.
Okay. Here. Put these
I'm telling
right
you,
here.
I think Daryl from The Office does commercials for that brand of nuts.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Try them nuts. They smell good. They do. They smell nice.
I think the Gary and Beverly second package that arrived.
What?
I think we have Gary and Beverly from before, don't we?
Wow.
Those are some tangy nuts.
Salty.
Pickled nuts.
2007 Red Sox World Championship Coke can. Perfect item for the shelf.
Full or empty?
Empty.
All right.
Wow, so these nuts are terrific.
Wait, another can.
All right, you want to try these?
Really good.
2004 World Series champion Red Sox Coke can.
These are awesome.
Empty as well.
Those are pretty good.
Oh, Hardy might want this one. Little Tigers plastic something. Look, a little cup maybe. Little baseball cup, Tigers.
What they call those nuts? Where they put the good stuff on the outside, the shell. The
put it on the shelf.
Not the salted nuts, but the it's more like caramelized, but it's sweeter.
Oh yeah, the honey roasted nuts.
Honey roasted nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my favorite. These might be number two.
These are awesome
pickled nuts.
These are actually really good.
The old pickle. You guys don't even care what it's in these. We should just save these boxes for tomorrow.
No,
just eat the peanuts. Finish the peanuts.
No, you the Tigers cup.
Hey, you guys have the some Tigers cup bored me pickles. To death.
I'm going to put Dave on top of the nuts.
I got nuts stuck in my teeth.
There's Dave.
This one's from the Cape. It was postmarked in South Yarmouth, but there's no note or anything. Oh, wait, there's a note. Might be a note in here.
Sharks.
Who's it from?
Shark Tooth.
That's from Yarmouth. Hopefully it's a Cape League item.
Game used Colorado Silver Bullets baseball, a women's professional team back in the late 90s, for about 12 days.
What happened?
I caught this useless foul ball. Now I pass it along to you, fine gentlemen, to display on the show.
They get hit with COVID?
This is from Ryan.
What the hell happened there? 12 days. That's worse than the XFL.
The Harvey Bar Candy Company pulled their funding. The whole league went under.
What's it look like?
Them and the Rockford Peaches.
Oh, yeah. Silver Bullets, Colorado.
Nice. You know, that's how all these suck-ass songs all kind of just go together. Jim's just letting the playlist go.
Yeah.
Every single one of his freaking songs sounds the same.
Got to send another musical item to get Dave Matthews off this segment.
Oh, you need some more nuts? Yeah. I like that baseball. That baseball is unique.
Yeah, I mean, the league was only alive for 12
right,
days.
12 days. I mean, that's a rare item, but also totally useless. Something that no one's looking to purchase.
This box is from Flower Mound, Texas.
Oh, all the way from Texas.
Wow. Flower Mound.
Wow.
That's $13.65 they paid to mail it.
$13? Wow, that's generous.
We got some rich listeners.
We do.
I'm telling you, I want someone to mail them an animal. Snake.
Keep
lizard.
Sending Jim items for his shelves and keep sending me musical bobbleheads.
Well, we have musical.
Imagine,
we have a CD.
Imagine if
CD's nuts?
In Vogue.
En Vogue.
Is it autographed?
No.
What's
no,
the?
It's got a hockey card inside of it, though.
It's not TLC.
Wait. What the hell?
En Vogue is sort of like TLC, though.
You know,
like
this
90s...
isn't a place just to dump your crap, either. Okay?
Yeah, it
must be legit memorabilia of some kind.
$13 to mail this.
Wait, what's the significance of the CD?
I don't know. There's no note or anything. And a Bruins 1975 Tops team leaders card.
Who is it?
Esposito, 61 goals. Bobby Orr, 89 assists. Esposito, 27 power play goals or 135 points.
Is there four pictures?
Yeah.
So it's two pictures
two.
Of Orr?
Yeah, two pictures of Espo.
That's a weird card.
Two different pictures of each guy.
Oh, okay. They are different photos.
Espo's good dude.
Yeah, you nearly killed the guy.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah, excited.
Wait, one more item.
He's got a good he's got a good podcast.
There's a note.
There is a note. Okay. What's the En Vogue?
It's a signed baseball.
By?
I don't know. I can't tell. It's just a really generic ball. It says official league.
By the way, I hear the Fossus McGuire ball is on the way.
Yep. A third no-hitter in midget league.
Love the show. Yeah. Watch every day from Dallas. Huge fan of all Boston sports team. Went to Westwood High in the 80s. Items for the shelf. Alex Wilson, signed baseball.
Alex Wilson? Who's Alex Wilson?
Nobody knows.
Alex Wilson.
I go to the Rangers games when they come in May. My Sox. Yeah, no, Alex, he was a prospect for the Sox, wasn't he?
He was.
Felix DuBronc got lit up for 6 runs.
Felix DuBronc
in 2 innings.
I remember him.
He gave up one. He gave up, home run. 7-0 loss for the Sox.
Oh yeah,
May 3rd, 2013.
Okay.
Yeah, played for the Tigers and the Brewers. Played for the Brewers last year.
Pitched for the Red Sox in parts of 13 and 14. Had an ERA of 4.88.
Turn his crap off.
Most random card I have from the Bruins, 1975, and the En Vogue CD, the other most underrated all-girl group from the 90s.
There it is.
There's the tie-in.
There it is. What's En Vogue?
Never gonna give it, never gonna get it.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
Why don't you put them on instead of this crap?
En Vogue.
Press his head again.
Thank you.
Jesus. Yes.
Pop. Pop.
Not bad.
No, you're never gonna get it. Another good video.
That's from Mike in Flower Mound, Texas. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mikey. I'd say Mike sent the best thing in today.
Not bad.
Listen to Nuts.
I watched those license plate from his Corvette.
It's coming in tomorrow.
I went Dan Shaughnessy's tennis
racket. That thing's got some memories, man.
The tennis racket that he used to kill the bat.
Good evening.
I went T-Bone's fingerless Joe Weider weightlifting gloves.
According to their Wikipedia page,
I used to buy those
En Vogue
at Montgomery Ward.
Had a number of hits.
A they
bunch
have a million
of
songs that you'd know.
Holy crap.
Prejudice. Want a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go. Free your mind.
Oh, whoa. Good one, Zoe. Zoe loves this one.
They were so angry, too. They're like, come kick your ass.
Three chicks just walking down the hallway. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Beat the hell out of Lanny.
So that's just true. They're
what
underrated.
Day, what
underrated
day
Beatle,
number
right?
are we in the COVID era? What day is this? This is the day we lost it.
Lanny, you ever get beaten by a woman?
We lost our mind. It's today. I'm holding Brian Daubach's bat while listening to En Vogue.
Looking at a Dave Matthews bobblehead.
Looking at a Dave Matthews bobblehead.
Through
while
four
eating,
panes of glass to see everyone.
Dill pickle peanuts. And I look through one, two, three, four panes of glass to Jim. I'm not going to count this one. I only look through two. To Hardy and Zell. This is 2020, is what it is. The hell happened to us?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.